Welcome back to another story. This one is going to be one of our usual laid-back stories. Very visual. If you just follow the directions and let your mind follow the instructions. First rule is that you have to get comfortable. Wherever you are, wherever you're trying to relax, just sit back, relax, find a comfortable way to sit or lay down, and it'll get right into it. Right off the bat, think about darkness. All dark. Everything is dark. Help set your mind at ease. Breathe in, deep breath. Breathe out. Let go of everything that happened today that was bad, good, mediocre, and just listen. Powdery white snow fills up the black void we just created. White everywhere. No more darkness. Just white snow. White clouds. Snow-covered white trees. Everything has its own white tint, or layer, or cover. And you hikers, no, you guys are not dressed in white, but the far opposite. Neon red and orange. So as you're walking along, you can easily tell where others are, up to miles and miles away, because everything, like we said, is just white. It will drive you crazy if you stare at it too long. Or if you walk on it too much. So that's why you gotta take a break every so often. The oxygen is fine up here, so you don't have to wear an oxygen mask. But you still love to keep your breathing under control. Just in, out. In, out. And you try to set a pace so that your breathing will stay that same pace throughout your whole walk, throughout this whole adventure. It will remain the same. And now that you have your breathing under control, you just keep following the person in front of you. You could walk off a cliff for all you know, but the objective here is to reach the tallest mountain. And this does not take place on Earth, but a distant planet, far from Earth, that you have to take a teleporter to get there. And this planet, I-611. The reason why you need to get to the top of the mountain on planet I-611 is because there's so many valuables, not just gems, but there's oil, there's iron, diamonds. Any color diamonds you think of, they're all found at different levels of this mountain, with a pool of oil sitting right below it. If someone were to get the value of this mountain, the closest one in second place would be losing by at least quadruple the amount of points it's valued at. Because because this mountain supposedly is full of surprises. But you guys being the first people to ever explore it, you have no idea what you're in for. And like I said, first people to explore it, there's no pressure. You can get there when you want. There's no check-in or check-out time because nothing is built. But that also means you guys are going to have to do the building. Your lion is responsible for setting down a resting area, building a nice, secure little break room. Apart from tents and porta potties, all these different stuff that are needed to be mining all this crazy diamonds and pumping the oil away. Once you arrive, you think setting up camp will be very easy. A couple minutes out, you look down at your watch. It's only 12 o'clock. Still got another 4 hours till your first break. And you hope you'll be sleeping in a tent for that break. The line picks up a little bit of pace and starts going on a straightaway. It would be a great idea to just melt the ice and create a little tube of ice to just slide down all the way quickly to the bottom of the mountain. But being the first there's not much to come to. Almost nothing sometimes. But you guys just keep on walking. Doesn't seem that far away anymore. It gets closer and closer by every step you take. And you finally reach the desired camp spot. Lots of land here for flat build-ups to pop up, tents to put down, and everything. So you put down your tent, drop on the snow, and it crunches underneath the weight. The person next to you drops it on a rock, thinking that it would just be a rock, but no. This was an oil stone. One of the newest and most sought after artifacts from this very wild mountain. This oil dot is oil, but in the shape of a tiny little drop, like a frisbee. Frisbee size, but more three-dimensional. And the guy that dropped his bag on it got black over everything. The snow, his shirt, his shoes, his hair. Lucky for you, he didn't get it on you. And you finally are ready to begin the project. The miners go off to one side to start mining tunnels. There are no machines here, since it would be too hard to carry them, at least for now. Once word gets out that this place is thieving with iron, diamonds, and oil, all the trillionaires of the world, Earth we're talking about now, will flock here with their hovercrafts and flying helicopters with 8 million propellers just to come steal it. The miners get working. You guys start coming up with a game plan. And the last group of people, the foodies, they're supposed to start cooking. Just sit there and do nothing. They don't even get a pan out, pot out, nothing. They just talk. Maybe they're looking for some sort of animal that lives here. There's no luck. You set up a whole row of tents before realizing you have a lunch. Your lunch looks delicious. It's a ham and cheese sandwich. You love those. But your grandma, she just keeps on working. Every day, nonstop. Every day, nonstop. And today, she's doing what you're doing. Putting up different places to sleep. She knows everyone is tired. And herself. Oh yeah, she's tired too. Still kicking it at 61. Good for her. She's putting up more tents than some of the other people. And she uses her age as motivation all the time, like, I'm 61 and I'm doing this and you guys can't. That usually gets everybody riled up, but today, everybody thought it was a break day until the overseer came by. He said, if you do not put up 20 tents each, you'll get no food. You will not be able to sleep in the tents. Let alone look at them. You'll have to face the outside. The outside of this mysterious planet where nobody knows what living creatures are here. Nobody knows what kind of weather comes at night. Nobody knows. So that got everybody moving really quickly. So nobody wanted to die first. But if you do die first, it'll be infinite fame. First person to die on a distant planet. Cause of death? A super cool pigeon attacked him. But make sure it's for something cool if you're gonna accidentally die. Everybody lining up the tents. Quicker than you could ever think would be possible. But you guys are making great time. You're done with yours, and you help others. You love helping. It's one of the things that your grandma taught you, to always help others. Now that you guys are done with your side, you pick up pickaxes and help out with the miners. And as soon as you step into the mine shaft, oh my goodness, it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Different colors of diamonds all over the wall, walking through a rainbow. Must really feel like this. Because if it doesn't, then it's false advertising. And you can't wait to get deeper and deeper into this tower, this towering Mother Nature structure. You keep digging and digging, following the work of your partner next to you. A couple swings straight, a couple swings down, a couple swings straight, a couple swings down. All the way until you reached the oil. Yep, the prized possession. And you whistle over to the manager. And you tell her we need the cards immediately. She likes that a lot. She's thinking of maybe making you a CEO. Because she loves your work ethic. maybe giving you a more important position down the road because you have a nose for finding where the best spot is for mining. You have a knack for that sort of thing. No matter where you take them, whether it be all right, all white, or all brown and black, you'll find something. You'll find something. And after a couple minutes here and a couple minutes there, mapping out where they should dig, you realize it's time to put the phone away. And to put the phone away and actually start digging. Look at your watch, and it's almost 7 o'clock. Almost time for you to go home and relax on your nice throw-out bed, dreaming. Anything that comes into play. Hopefully, you're dreaming of anything that comes into play right now. Hope you're asleep. Night. Love you.